There's a shadow that follows me. Some days a whisper, others a roar. It's the voice of despair, the belief that nothing really matters. This podcast is my way of shining a light into that dark corner of the human experience. If you've felt the same chill, if you yearn for connection in the emptiness, let's untangle these feelings together, the weight on my shoulders and my soul. Sometimes, I feel like there is an invisible weight planted firmly on my shoulders, refusing to move even an inch. It's as if an unseen force is constantly pressing me down, whispering in my ear that nothing matters, that I don't matter. It's a despair that sinks deep, seeps into my bones, and settles in the hollow where my hope should be. Some days it's a subtle background ache, a faint echo reminding me it's always lurking, waiting for a trigger to transform into a full-blown storm. Other days, the despair washes over me like a tidal wave, drowning out every rational thought. It's waking up in the morning and wondering why I should even bother getting out of bed. What's the point anyway? I know I'm not supposed to feel this way. I have a good life on paper, a roof over my head, food in my belly, people who care about me. Shouldn't I be grateful? Sure, I am. But that nagging feeling doesn't care about my circumstances. It's existential, a deep-seated belief that none of this truly matters in the grand scheme of things. I watch people around me bustling through their days. They chase goals and dreams, fueled by a sense of purpose I seem to be missing. They smile and laugh with an ease that feels foreign to me. Sometimes I think I'm an actor playing the part of a functioning human, pretending to go through the motions, while inside, I'm quietly falling apart, losing my grip on the little things. Despair warps the world. It sucks the color from everything, leaving behind a dull, muted version of reality. Things I used to take joy in, a warm cup of coffee in the morning, the feel of sunshine on my skin, a good song, lose their spark. They become just another mundane thing to get through. The hardest part is that it's difficult to explain this feeling to anybody. How do you put into words a bleakness that sits in your soul? Sad doesn't even begin to describe it. It's more like a pervasive emptiness, a hollowness that threatens to swallow me whole. I imagine it like a tiny black hole in my heart, widening with each passing day. The worst part is the guilt. I feel ashamed for not being able to just snap out of it, for having this weight when so many people struggle with far more tangible problems. It makes me want to hide, to cool into myself, and disappear until this feeling passes. Of course, I know that's not how it works. I've tried everything to break free from this despair. I've meditated, mindfully focusing on the present, as if it had somehow held the answers. I've exercised, hoping that maybe the endorphins will kick in and magically make everything feel wonderful again. I try to be social, to remind myself of connection, but sometimes it just amplifies the sense of isolation. It's as if I'm separated by a sheet of glass, a spectator in my own life. I read books about finding meaning, about the philosophy of the mind. They offer temporary solace, little bursts of hope that fade too quickly. It's like trying to fill an ocean with a teaspoon, futile but strangely necessary. Logically, I understand this despair is likely a chemical imbalance, something in my brain that needs adjusting. Yet, that knowledge barely makes a dent. Talking to someone, getting professional help. Yes, I've entertained those thoughts, but the weight, the despair, convinces me it's pointless. A voice that sounds far too much like my own questions the worth of trying. I'm not writing this for sympathy or for some magical internet-sourced answer. I'm writing this because the very act of putting words to my despair somehow makes it feel less monstrous. Sometimes I cling to the idea that, on some level, this ache within me is proof I'm still alive. A strange, twisted logic that feels like the only lifeline I have at times. And if you're reading this, feeling even a fraction of what I feel, know that you are not alone. I see you, even if I cannot see your face. We exist in this strange dance with despair, holding on to whatever sliver of hope that there's something more on the other side. Maybe it's just more of the same. I don't know, but for now, in this moment, just writing this, just knowing I'm not the only one, it's enough to keep my head barely above water.